Thousands of Tunisians continued protesting against President Kais Saied's seizure of political power 4 months ago in the capital, Tunis, on Sunday amid heavy security. Protesters briefly clashed with police as they tried to remove barriers separating them and demanded that Saied restore parliament and normal democratic rule. Saied seized nearly all powers in July, suspending the parliament and dismissing the government in a move his critics called a coup, before installing a new prime minister and announcing he could rule by decree. The Tunisian president said his actions were needed to end governmental paralysis after years of political squabbling and economic stagnation. He's promised to uphold rights and freedoms won in the 2011 revolution that brought democracy. His move appeared to have widespread popularity. Thousands of his supporters gathered for a rally to back him last month, but several prominent politicians have been arrested. Hundreds have faced travel bans. The Qatar-based satellite news network Al Jazeera says its bureau chief in Sudan has been detained by security forces. The network said on Twitter on Sunday that Sudanese forces raided the journalist's home. Al Jazeera did not elaborate. Sudanese officials could not immediately be reached for comment. The development comes a day after security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse protesters denouncing the military's tightening grip on the country. Activists say a protester died Sunday of his wounds. That raises the death toll to at least six. Several people were also wounded. Two strong earthquakes struck southern Iran near the port of Bandar Abbas on Sunday, prompting residents to flee their homes and killing at least one person, according to state television. Iran State TV said the quakes measured 6.3 and 6.4 magnitude. The tremors were felt across the Gulf in Dubai. State TV reported that one person died when an electricity pole fell on him. Iran is crisscrossed by major geological fault lines and has suffered several devastating earthquakes in recent years. Its deadliest quake was a 7.4 magnitude tremor that struck northern Iran in 1990. 40,000 people died in that disaster.